Let's do some more heaven. You may remember in the midst of all the things we went through last week, I paused and talked about heaven as opposed to the heavens. I want to start back there. We're going to wind up in a very special place, okay? What I told you was the phrase, the kingdom of heaven. And going back some weeks ago, as I began to look at it, I realized, first of all, Matthew's gospel, is the only time you find that phrase, kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven. And what I told you was, when you go dig into it, 31 out of 32 times, that would be 100%, okay? And I'll tell you why. That's not what it says. And the 32nd time actually doesn't appear in the Greek text. The translators, specifically in the King James, put that in there to help clarify what they wanted you to see. Got it? 100% of the time, it doesn't say the kingdom of heaven. It says the kingdom of the heavens. It's plural, and it has the article in front of it. Well, Mark, what difference does it make? Well, first of all, you remember last week, I asked everybody to close your eyes. Close your eyes. We'll play again, okay? Close your eyes. Okay? Say the kingdom of heaven. The picture in your mind? Okay, refresh, open your eyes. Close your eyes again. Now say the kingdom of the heavens. Do you see the same thing both times? I have yet to do that. Maybe y'all are being quiet. I played this game with a lot of people, and they always say no. It's different. When you say the kingdom of the heavens, the image in their mind is different than it is when they just say kingdom of heaven. And pointing out to you over in Matthew 6, 9, where Jesus was talking about prayer, and he said, here's what you do when you go to, quote, pray, prosukomai, at even exchange, the declaration that you receive from God. Say this, our Father, and it doesn't say who art in heaven. It says our Father in the heavens, E-N, contained in the heavens. God is everywhere. And when you say our Father in the heavens, you become aware. And it's important. Most people, I believe, when they say heaven, they think of somewhere out there or up there, right? It's a natural thing. It's the way we're taught. It's the way the word, it's what the word means, right? But when you say the heavens, you don't think of like somewhere up there. You think of all of the heavens. Like maybe it's still up, but it's everywhere, right? Our Father, contained in the heavens, God is in a part of, we say this often, everything. He is existence. And I was curious. I went, read a bunch of stuff, because when you talk about heaven, and let's keep going in the 10th verse, first of all, 9th verse, hagiadzo, hallowed be, hallowed be. What is hallowed be? Somebody said Harold last week, right? Harold be your name. That's a very difficult concept for us. Maybe a few hundred years ago, it had a little more gravity to it. The word there is hagiadzo. Hagiadzo is normally translated sanctified, which means set apart, right? The word, the verb is hagiadzo. The noun is hagios, which is translated holy most of the time, but it's also translated saint. Isn't that odd? How can you say holy? God is holy. Holy, we're a holy generation. And then say that, use the same word and say saint. Anybody know why? It's because the word means, in the verb, would be to distinguish. Hagiadzo is to distinguish, to, again, set apart. It's different. When you see saint, what you're saying is people who are distinguished. Everything I said for almost 10 minutes a little bit ago about the generosity, right? Okay. That sets you apart. It makes people see something special in you. It distinguishes you from other people. The people of God are distinguished from other people. In the old covenant, it was by the law. It was by the phylactic that they wore, the things on their robes, their beards that were kept in a certain fashion, the way they dressed, the things they went through. And unfortunately, we've carried way too much of that into the church. However, the people of God now are special and different, not because of the things that they do in the flesh, but because of the Spirit of God that lives in them, that is, quote, manifested out from them, just like we talked about a few minutes ago. It's because it's special. It is designated. Now, this word hagiazo here is also an aorist imperative verb. What's imperative, my Greek scholars? It's like a command. Yes, do this. That's an imperative, right? So, when you have this word, hagiadzo, and it's imperative, and it's also aorist, which means a snapshot, boom, 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 boom. Could be one, could be a million, but it happens at once, right? It's not just doing it, and it didn't do it then, or it not will do it. It's now, bam, 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 right? Okay. It's aorist imperative. So